Instant Messages, My Wake-Up Call by Robert Nielsen. For several months, I didn't attend seminary. It was hard for me to get up early, and I thought it was all right not to go because it didn't help me much in school. One day my friend told me that the teacher had taken my name off the attendance roll. I thought about the valuable things I had missed in seminary. So the next day at 5:45 a.m., I made myself get up to go to seminary. For the next couple of mornings, it was hard for me to get up, but I put the effort into making it there. After that, I noticed I felt rested and alert, had a better attention span, and was able to absorb more information at school, and actually remember when it counted. Seminary has been a good experience for me because it has made my days at school go more smoothly. Seminary has also given me a better understanding of the gospel and the church, which will help me when I serve a mission. Note, Robert Nielsen is a member of the McKinney Second Ward, McKinney, Texas Stake. A Moving Experience by Julie Goldthorpe. Recently, my family and I moved to a different state. About a month before the move, I was having some concerns and uncertainty about it. My parents felt that it was the right thing to do, but I wanted to know for myself that all would work out for the best. I asked Heavenly Father to help me feel at peace. Then one night, I received my answer to my prayer. I was reading in Doctrine and Covenants, section 98. Verse 18 stood out to me. It reads, "Let not your heart be troubled, for in my Father's house are many mansions, and I have prepared a place for you. And where my Father and I am, there ye shall be also." Immediately I was overcome with love and peace. All my fears seemed to melt away as the words, "Let not your heart be troubled," filled my mind. I knew that Heavenly Father was aware of what was going on in my life, and that He would not leave me alone. Looking back now, I see that moving has helped my testimony grow stronger. It wasn't easy, but I have learned that if I put my trust in the Lord, He will direct my paths. See Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I know that Heavenly Father hears and answers prayers. No matter where we find ourselves in life, He will always be with us. Note, Julie Goldthorpe is a member of the Cedar City 16th Ward, Cedar City, Utah, West Stake. If You Love Me, Name Withheld. Standing as a witness for the truth of the gospel and the church can be a challenge. I once felt forced into a situation that was against Heavenly Father's commandments. I now know why teenagers' dating relationships should be kept on a just friends basis. There was a young man I cared about very much, but he felt that the ways of the world were more important than God's ways. I was faced with the statement, "If you love me, you'll do it." How cold, how cruel, how different the trap of Satan sounds when compared to the statement of one who really loves us. "If you love me, keep my commandments." John chapter 14, verse 15. So, like Joseph of old, I ran away from the situation, never to return. See Genesis chapter 39, verses 7 through 13. Even though I know I contributed to that situation, I am so thankful I decided to stand as a witness for what I know is right, true, and good. Stronger Than Fear by Renee Summercorn. A scripture that comforts me and motivates me to conquer my fears is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." When I read this scripture, I imagine the Savior telling me not to fear. Fear comes from someone else. Through the Spirit, we receive gifts more powerful than fear: power, love, and a sound mind. With the help of the Spirit, I have been able to share my testimony with others. Note, Renee Summercorn is a member of the BYU 92nd Ward, Brigham Young University 9th Stake. End of note. Including Others by Cecilia A. Bruce. Last year was a scary time for me. I had just entered Young Women, and I was going to attend a new ward. I worried that I wouldn't make any friends. And since I was a new member of the church, I didn't understand much about young women. I remember the first day I went to young women in my new ward. I went to opening exercises and sat down by myself because I didn't know anyone. This made me feel uneasy and alone. Then I looked up, and there was a young woman standing in front of me. She said, "Hello, Cecilia," and sat down next to me. This made me feel great, and I wasn't scared anymore. It was from her example that I learned what fellowshipping is all about. This has helped me to reach out to other new or lonely people who need their spirits lifted. Here are a few things you can do to fellowship people who are lonely or feeling left out. Introduce yourself and try to make them feel wanted. Sit with them and help them feel more comfortable. Write them a letter or note. Invite them to your home for a movie and snack or a board game. It doesn't really matter what you do. The most important thing is just doing something to let people know that someone cares about them and they are needed too. We should all follow the Savior's example to reach out to others and help them feel included and loved. Note, Cecilia A. Bruce is a member of the Greenville 3rd Ward, Greenville, South Carolina Stake. End of note. Instant Messages features personal experiences, favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony and you'd like us to consider it for Instant Messages, please send it to New Era. Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, USA, or email it to cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please limit submissions to 400 words. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of Instant Messages.